Hello and welcome to the Robry Family Newsletter Audio Edition for January 2024. Let's start with a bit of Bible. From Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, in the NIV. One evening after teaching, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So as we heard of Jesus calming the storm, and you're here in the letter that we've been looking at Mark's Gospel in our recent retreat and conference and a drama that we did, I was interested that several Nigerian colleagues wondered whether Jesus had something to do with the storm coming in the first place. Now, I've never heard Westerners asking that. We might just conclude it was only unfortunate, maybe. But perhaps what happened next, as they met the man with the legion of demons in him, gives us a clue about what was really going on. So Jesus hadn't conjured up the storm to frighten his disciples or to kill them, as Africans might think, or of someone trying to harness evil for their own advantage somehow. Nor was it simply an impersonal natural occurrence, as Westerners might think, but Jesus' very presence seemed to rouse all the evil forces to confront him. But his calm authority showed that he was really in control, and also that he really loved and cared for people. So we shouldn't doubt his care or his power, should we? Well, your prayers in October were answered. Thank you very much for praying. We had smooth transport. Our bags all arrived successfully in Nigeria from Glasgow, and we received a warm welcome home in Jos. And after 2 weeks of frantic activity, the annual staff conference opened with the Mark drama. Some weeks later, we had recovered towards more normal rhythms of work and homeschool just in time for Christmas. As far as my work is concerned, as soon as we touched down in Nigeria, I had to grapple with various urgent work I'd been neglecting whilst in the UK. After I checked in with the Asher team, top priority was wrapping up some overdue consultant check reports for the Nyingpa translation from the last year. Nyingpa language is related to Isha, and the people are neighbours, so quite a lot of the language seems familiar based on my Isha experience, but it has its own grammatical patterns and sounds, and there are plenty of surprises and false friends to keep me on my toes. Around the time we were checking John's three letters, the team were trying out two potential new translators, and it's been the delight over the last year to see how the new younger translator Lazarus has been nurtured into his translation role by the ever cheerful Alaska, who I've known ever since we came to Jos in 2011. They're a fun team to work with and quite patient with my foolish questions as I look to see how robust and helpful their translation is. The portions I checked, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John and 1st and 2nd Peter, pack a powerful punch, urging and helping Christians to keep on track. But along the way, there are some tricky areas and much scope for getting all the words but scrambling the meaning. The Greek words that are translated into English as word and spirit need great care, as there are several possible options, and what seems right at first glance may be very misleading. We could easily despair, but often we're privileged to see the translators developing in their own understanding of God and his gospel. And we hear stories of how others in their communities have gained a much clearer grasp of the gospel through the carefully translated scriptures. I was interested to discover that the kind of harmful behaviour caused by evil spirits is known in Nyingpa as Elang Ogbako Bebet, bad wind disease, you might say. But Nyingpa people don't talk about evil spirits possessing or entering people. The spirits stay outside. It's the disease that's inside. Each person is said to have a good or a clean spirit and an evil spirit in them. And the one you encourage is the one that dominates. Obviously, there's much potential for a naive outsider getting wires crossed here and remaining blissfully unaware of it. In the last week before Christmas, I squeezed in another week with Nyingpa, working with a consultant in training, Pelumi, a missionary from southwest Nigeria, as she led the check of Matthew 1-4 under my supervision. Do pray for her and her family as they prepare to move to Kenya this month to start PhD studies at Negest, where we studied before coming to Nigeria. Julie was quite occupied with the Mark drama. 2 weeks after touching down in Nigeria, we were in the midst of our conference, a 40-minute drive outside Jos. This year focused on the passion narrative from Mark's Gospel. We opened with an intense and captivating performance of the Mark drama. Our colleague Christy had done a fantastic job preparing two different casts, and Katie Piggott came from Glasgow to direct them in two performances for our translation colleagues and for pastors and other ministry leaders. A week later, the second cast put it on twice again in Jos. Thus was fulfilled the desire we had 10 years ago to see the Mark drama introduced to Nigeria as a way to help people get deep into Mark's gospel and bring the story to life off the page. With countless ways things could have gone wrong, we thank God for making it happen. Julie had a very intense time preparing for and coordinating the conference as soon as we returned. We thank God it ended well, despite quite a few people, including the speaker, being sick beforehand and during it. Since the conference, our office morning devotions have focused on Mark's gospel too, and many of us have been struck by how we see the details in a fresh way, having experienced the whole Mark drama. Plans are already afoot for other groups to put on the Mark drama in English and Hausa in Jos and further north, working with several church groups. Translation's always harder than people think, but also powerful when done well. We still need your prayers. Give thanks to God then for the many answers to prayer we've seen. Firstly, the Mark drama was very well received and many are enthusiastically planning for it to continue in other languages and locations. Secondly, our office translation support team has been growing hugely as many new Nigerian staff join to help with new translation projects and initiatives. We are also thankful that our friend Elsa Hamilton got her visa approved to visit us along with Rebecca for Christmas. They arrived in the middle of December, and we thank God for a good time with the family and friends together during Rebecca and Elsa's visit. It was Elsa's first time to Nigeria. And give thanks to God for helping me wrap up some long overdue reports for Nyingpa, and give thanks for good progress in Ashe team training. Particularly exciting to see Mrs. Lamy's progress as the first female translator. She's a fun and insightful asset to the team. We'd appreciate it if you could also pray along with us for the Ashe team. Pray for good use of the Ishe scriptures in church events. Pray for a good response as Ishundok motivates Ashe youth and village literacy teachers to use the resources we've made. Pray for good direction for the team as they resume work this week. For the family, pray for good travel. Well, okay, by this time those prayers have been answered. Pray for many of our colleagues and friends who've lost relatives recently. Pray for true comfort and trust in God. In the Ashe team, Mrs. Lamy lost a grandchild, and another relative, Joash, lost his younger brother, amongst others. And pray for calm and comfort in the communities attacked over Christmas. More about that later, but thanks for your support and participation in building God's worldwide kingdom. Lots of love from me, David, from Julie, Rebecca, Elizabeth, Abigail, and Helen. As you may have seen on the news, there were deadly attacks on several villages to the south of Jos in the wee hours of Christmas morning. No SR staff were directly involved in either incident, and all staff are safe. Please continue to pray for Nigeria and for God's mercy, peace, and unfailing love in this situation.